Lawmakers and environmental groups stood outside the assembly chambers in a capital filled with groups making their last-minute pitches for items in the state budget. Assemblyman Sean Ryan of Buffalo held up a crumpled plastic bag, saying the overuse of the bags is an environmental scourge.
Buffalo's a town on Lake Erie, next to the Niagara River, and every year we spend a lot of taxpayer dollars pulling these out of our waterways. They get into the storm sewers. They get into the sanitary sewers.
Assembly sponsor and Environmental Committee Chair Steve Engelbright says he's been lobbying for the ban for decades. He says now, with both houses of the legislature controlled by Democrats, he believes it can finally happen.
I've waited 40 years, and my hair is falling out. I don't want to wait any longer.
Engelbright says a fee on paper bags is also being discussed, but has not yet been agreed to. Engelbright and the Senate sponsor Todd Kominsky are from Long Island, where some local governments have their own rules banning bags or imposing fees on their use. Kominsky, who's also the Senate Environmental Committee chair, says it's possible there will be an opt-out for communities who either have their own plans in place or don't want to impose a paper bag fee. And he says there could be an exemption for lower-income New Yorkers. But he says it's all still being discussed.
I'm optimistic. We're working very hard to address both plastic and paper. You know, the details are still being ironed out, but we're getting there.
Kominsky was asked whether he thought potential opposition to imposing a fee on paper bags might scuttle the plastic ban.
I'm hoping for no scuttling. I'm in the no scuttling camp.
Liz Moran, the environmental policy director for the New York Public Interest Research Group, says a fee on paper bags could be a good tool to get the public accustomed to bringing their own shopping bags with them to grocery stores.
And then once they pay the fee, we have to bring a bag. People in other states have adjusted quite well. In California, they have a statewide bag ban with a fee on paper, and studies have found that communities have adjusted readily.
Senate leader Andrea Stork-Cousins says a fee on paper bags was part of a discussion between herself, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, and Governor Andrew Cuomo when they met at a closed-door leaders meeting.
There has been a conversation that if you just ban plastic, then you're flooded with paper, and how is that resolved?
Governor Cuomo says he wants to include the plastic bag ban in the budget, and he's open to compromising on whether there should be a fee on paper bags and whether local governments can opt out of the rules.
I don't want to lose the plastic bag ban for disagreement over the paper fee. Let me say it that way.
Opponents include the Food Industry Alliance of New York. It's the trade group for food retailers and wholesalers. In a statement, the group says the ban would result in severe consequences for New York's retail food industry and further bolsters New York's anti-business reputation. But the group is not opposed to charging fees on both single-use plastic and paper bags available in grocery stores. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.